This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-466-5956, and Dr. Alkeek, A-L-K-I-E-K, fax 989-466-3643. Regarding Michael, middle initial D like David, Groves, G-R-O-V-E-S. Date of birth 4/15/1947. Dear doctors, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Groves with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, recent incidence of orthostatic hypotension, diabetic nephropathy, and Parkinson's disease. His last visit was July 22nd of this year, and since that time, many medications have been stopped. Chlorthalidone was stopped. His metoprolol, 12.5 milligram daily, has been stopped. Aspirin, 81 milligrams, recently stopped. And he is feeling better. He does take Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day for suspected paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. And he does bruise and bleed very easily, but he just recently has just recently stopped the aspirin. He states that blood sugars are very well controlled, and his blood pressures are also much better since several medications have been stopped. He has good days and bad days. Some days he feels more tired and slightly dizzy, and other days he's feeling somewhat better. He has minimal edema of the lower extremities. His biggest complaint is feeling cold almost all the time, even in the summertime. He has gained 3 pounds over the last 2 months. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He has nocturia once per night maximum, and minimal edema of the lower extremities. And medications, also the Lipitor 10 milligram has been increased from twice a week to every other day. Lisinopril is 20 milligram in the evening, and he takes the Norvasc 5 milligram in the morning. He holds both of them if blood pressure is less than 100 systolic, but usually he is able to take them. And he is on his other routine medications. They are unchanged. Physical exam, weight is 156 pounds. Blood pressure, 110 over 60, right arm sitting, large adult cuff. Pulse is 81 and regular. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No wheezes or effusion, and heart is regular, abdomen soft and non-tender. In labs, most recent lab studies were done July 16th of 2024. Creatinine is 1.46, which is stable. Estimated GFR is 50. Albumin 4, calcium 9.3, sodium 141, potassium 4.3, carbon dioxide 26, phosphorus is 4.2, intact parathyroid hormone 32.9, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels, 2, history of hypertension, that's also improved as he's had orthostatic hypotension. That has improved with the blood pressure medication changes. And 3, Parkinson's disease, and he's followed by Dr. Shake for that. The patient will continue to have lab studies for this practice every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with us in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.